Human remains and artifacts dating back centuries have finally been repatriated to Mississauga First Nation after being in the possession of the Canadian Museum of History for decades. A ceremony was held in the community earlier this week to acknowledge the return of the items, which were wrongfully taken from a historical Anishinaabe gathering place while archaeological work was taking place during the late 1970s and early 1980s. While Mississauga First Nation Chief Brent Niganobi felt the tone of the repatriation ceremony was solemn, he saw it as more of a celebration for the community. "It was a long time coming," said Niganobi. "I think there was some happiness and joy in finally correcting some historical wrongs." The First Nation recently received 4 boxes of artifacts, including charcoal, pottery, and arrowheads. 2 sets of human remains, including the skulls of an adult and a child, were also returned by the museum. "That was jarring to us. That should have never happened," Niganobi said. "Seeing these pieces of skull with writing on them because they have to catalog them, seeing that was upsetting and very disheartening." Mississauga First Nation first became aware of the human remains and artifacts at the Canadian Museum of History back in the 1990s. But despite previous efforts by leadership over the years to repatriate the items, the museum was reluctant to return them. Instead, Mississauga First Nation was informed by museum officials that it wasn't capable of handling and preserving the centuries-old artifacts. "It just felt like there were unnecessary roadblocks for us to have our own stuff back. But here they are, locked away in boxes and not being looked at or studied," Niganobi said. "That kind of gave us confidence. We can do this, and these are our artifacts. They come from our land, and they're sacred to us." The First Nation accessed funding from the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council in order to conduct its own research on its historical sites in conjunction with the University of Toronto. A total of 16 historical sites were identified through the research project, including ancient burial mounds and a traditional gathering spot that are both located on the grounds of the present-day Huron Pines Golf and Country Club in the neighboring town of Blind River, Ont. The Canadian Museum of History eventually relented, providing Mississauga First Nation with a list of all items that were taken from the gathering spot, which was primarily used by the Anishinaabek in the area during the summer months. "Even though we had to try to sway them, we are appreciative that the museum did help," Niganobi said. What the chief described as shabby archaeological work during the late 1970s and early 1980s led to the human remains and artifacts being claimed and placed in the museum. The archaeologists also failed to identify or register historical Anishinaabe sites, Niganobi added, resulting in the establishment of a golf course and an uranium refinery in Blind River. When they did archaeological studies, they found large ceremonial lodges. "It is a significant spot for us," said Niganobi. "But unfortunately, it was lost to us. That's exactly where we were located, on the mouth of the east bank of the Mississauga River." The Canadian Museum of History has up to 3 more boxes of ancient artifacts that will be returned to the First Nation once they are catalogued by museum staff. All artifacts will be held and preserved by the First Nation going forward. The human remains were buried once again in their rightful place, in 2 separate locations at the golf course in Blind River identified through research and mapping, following the conclusion of this week's repatriation ceremony. Niganobi credits the town of Blind River and surrounding First Nations for their support in repatriating the remains and artifacts, while acknowledging the efforts of past leadership and current staff who helped make the reclamation of the historical items a reality.